It's all right. You can snap a photo. It's that time of year. $8.49 at KSRO. It is Christmas Eve. It's going to be a beautiful day, and it looks like Santa will have clear skies to be sailing over Sonoma County late this evening. 'Twas the morning before Christmas at KSRO News when all through the radio station and up to center stage, not a creature was stirring, not even Curtis Kim or David Wesley Page. Oh, wait, that's not right. How does that poem go?
Wow.
Wasn't there something about visions of sugar plums dancing in their heads and a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer and
something
things like that?
Yeah.
Joining us on center stage this morning to straighten us out on the poem is the actor Ron Severdia, and he's going to share with us 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Ron, welcome back to KSRO.
Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Nice to see you. Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
Happy New Year's.
Thanks for getting up so early.
We certainly have been through an interesting year. So with any luck, 2010 won't be anything at all like 2009.
With any luck.
So we're not really here to talk about a play so much as to share a Christmas tradition that has been around. I actually did a little research here. 1822 is when Clement Clark Moore wrote the original version of this. It's a fun thing to read, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it, you know, ever since I was a kid, it's been sort of a tradition in my house, and I remember my parents reading it to me and my brothers, and so I think it's ingrained in a lot of people's Christmas holiday tradition.
It really is. It's in the DNA now, isn't it, to a great extent?
I think so. Yeah. And like Christmas Carol, like a handful of
There are certain things that just, you know, kind of go right to the heart of the season, and this is certainly one of them.
I never knew there were that many characters, though. I don't remember that many characters. Because originally, there are 40 characters in this?
No, not in this. In Christmas Carol, yes.
Oh, but, that's the one you did. Okay.
Right, and I've done that before. But this is really just one character, but there's a couple of people that come in and out, you know, the family and Saint Nick himself.
What do you think it is about this particular poem that makes it last so long? You know, in terms of just it's in the psyche and it's deep in the psyche.
Well, it pretty much, I think, defined Santa Claus as we know him today. You know, Saint Nick coming down the chimney and bringing presents, and I think that it sort of crystallized the essence of Santa Claus in one short poem.
Well, let's hear it. It is time to read 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. We're joined by Ron Severdia. This is KSRO, and this is Center Stage.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that Saint Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eye should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and Saint Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney Saint Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings. Then turned with a jerk, and laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night!"
And off he goes.
Excellent.
He's a jolly old elf.
Thank
that
you,
was
Ron.
Terrific, Ron.
Certainly.
The Sounds of the Season from KSRO, Ron Severdia. That's our center stage for today.